It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Talking with me today, as we do quite often throughout the whole year, I have Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources, and everybody is itching and everybody is wanting to know, what are the ice conditions like in the area? We're going to talk about that, and then we're going to briefly touch on a topic that just came up earlier in the week, and it's all about the use of trail cams during hunting season. So we're going to talk about those two items. Aaron, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. I like talking outdoors and talking that kind of stuff. So let's just dive right in. And how is ice fishing going right now?
You know, Schofield, as usual, is our best place to go. You've got 10 to 15 inches of ice up there. And thankfully, at night, the temperatures are dropping well below freezing. So things seem to be happening, especially over there by the dam. That south side has a lot of action. Folks have been telling me that they're catching a lot of trout. So it sounds like Schofield is the place to go right now.
And as we were talking before we came on, it seems like that's where everybody wants to know the most about is Schofield Reservoir, because it's just right here, and it always seems like it's one of the first, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it always seems like it's one of the first bodies of water to ice over in the wintertime.
Yeah, it is. It's high up there in the mountains. It's also a big body of water. You get some cold winds coming out of the mountains. And it's a great fishing spot as well.
All right. So how about the rest of the loop over on even on the Emery County side?
Well, we know that Mill site is slowly collecting ice. You got 5 to 6 inches there. We're hoping that some more ice will accumulate so we can get more people out there fishing. Joe's Valley is still a little bit shallow, 3 to 5 inches of ice. Again, we hope that that's going to start to pick up and thicken as the temperatures continue to stay below freezing at night. And then some of our other water bodies, we haven't really just checked yet because of gate closures during the past snowstorm that we had come through and very low water levels. So Electric should be good to go fishing on. We haven't gotten any fishing reports from there yet. But the rest of the energy loop, it's just about the sweet time of year where you can get out and go fishing.
And, you know, we talk about it all the time. Ice fishing is one of those things that, you know, if you're a fisherman, you either like it or you don't like it, right? It's, you either like being out on the water and when it's frozen, you just got to be ready to stay warm. So what are some of the things that people need to realize when they go out and go ice fishing?
Well, firstly, you got to understand what your conditions are. You need to make sure that you know where you're going. If you've never been before, I highly recommend you go someplace that's popular and you know is being used at the time you go out. So Schofield would be a great place for beginners to go because you know the ice conditions there are safe. And you also need a little bit of equipment, an auger to drill through the hole, and keep those feet warm. That seems to be what drives people away from the sport the most, is getting cold toes. So invest in a good pair of boots or have something that you can stand on to keep your feet separated from the ice.
And mostly keep your head and your feet warm for the most part. The other part of it is, you know, if you can hit a so-called sweet spot, these fish are looking for something to eat. So sometimes it's pretty easy to get out there and catch, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. And it can be so much fun because if you get a good hole going, then you'll want to go back day after day.
Absolutely. All right. So there's that. Now, do you guys have a place on your website or anything like that where they can get up-to-date fishing information?
Yeah. If you go to our website, which is wildlife.utah.gov, at the top of the page it is a fishing tab. You can click on the fishing tab and scroll down to our fishing report and our forecast. And that gives you access to fishing reports and conditions to all water bodies across the state of Utah.
All right. So get out there and enjoy yourself, but just be careful and be prepared for the conditions that you're going to run into, really, is the main thing about ice fishing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. So let's switch gears for just a little bit and talk about something that just came out at the beginning of the week, and it's the use of trail cams around hunting season. And this is, you know, we were talking about it before, a little controversial sometimes, but at the end of the day, maybe this is the right thing to do. It's more of a fair advantage, but you do have people that are against this one. So how is this all going to work?
Well, to give you a little bit of background, last year, the Utah legislature passed HB 295 during the legislative session, which basically instructed the Utah Wildlife Board to make some rules governing the use of trail cameras. So we as an agency conducted two surveys, reaching out to hunters, big game hunters, to find out how they felt about trail cameras. And we presented our findings to the Wildlife Board just this last week, and they voted to ban or prohibit all trail cameras. That includes non-held transmitting and non-transmitting devices, basically from July 31st to December 31st. So that's during the entire duration of the hunt. And this is on both public and private lands.
And so when you're talking about the two separate kind of devices, you have the one that really, for most part, just kind of runs off of an SD card. You go up and you pull the SD card out and you check it and see kind of the movements and everything like that. But then they also have some out there that transmit. Is it a live feed that it transmits?
Yeah, it can do live feeds. It's usually connected to cellular, so you can get updates on your phone or on your computer whenever something comes across your trail camera. So both kinds of cameras have been banned to assist in hunting between July 31st and December 31st.
So just make sure you know the new regulations and everything. You know, that's a big one this year. So make sure you're doing the right thing when you're supposed to. And, of course, you can check out the DWR's website to get all the latest information on this one. Aaron, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to let you get back to it. And a happy fishing or doing whatever it is you're going to go out and do.
Thanks so much, Dave. I appreciate it.
All right, take care. That's Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.